Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
So when are you wanting to head out with that?
Well, you said you'd like at least a few days off. And, like, realistically, I'm going to take at least a week to get shit ready, maybe two. But, about that time frame, I think. Benji, correct me if I'm wrong, we are far enough into the year that the roads are starting to somewhat clear up, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, it is realistic to leave in the next week or two?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. In that case, yes, the thing that I just said is what Chase says.
Engage nod of approval.
Yeah, we'll draw up a list, take a look into what we think the first few places we're going to go through has, and figure out what we think they might need. Get a big old inventory list going, see what we can get from around town, maybe if anyone else wants to join us. Because travel is good, and we probably need to get a sense of travel in our people around here sooner than later so that we don't have, you know...
Late stagnation?
I was born in Kirkland. I lived in Kirkland. I died in Kirkland in the next two generations. Because that is awful, and... how we end up with weird racists, like more of them. So
there's enough of that here already.
Yeah, we don't want more. So we're going to see if anybody wants to go on a road trip with us. Within reason, obviously.
As a side note to that, whatever happened with that whole, traitor in your midst kind of ordeal?
Oh, we killed the shit out of them.
Okay.
Oh, for your reference, we sent you a ping when that happened, too. We found the traitor, we killed the shit out of him, and you were notified.
We killed the one traitor, the other one was basically banished, and that was the one you were given, like, a tracking line on?
Yes, yeah, so they gave you the tracking line on the one that was banished so that you could deal with him as you saw fit.
By that, I mean, never mind, we're good. Yeah. Thanks for that. I don't ask dumb questions, I swear.
You're fine.
Fair. It's been a while. Out of character, so.
I was like, in character, I'm pretty sure I would hopefully remember that.
Yeah, no, just out of character, you know.
He's turbo dead.
Yeah, he was sentenced to death and beheaded. He's turbo dead.
The one that swung the axe was executed. The one that helped with grabbing her was banished and turned over to Tiernan. Basically a ping of, hey man, this is where the other dude is, the one that helped with the kidnapping. Do what you gotta do as long as it's not possible for it to come back on us and yourself if you plan to come back. Otherwise, go nuts, have fun. Sorry that this shit was like this was.
Markedly, no real response ever came.
Just making sure it doesn't come back on us, or, you know, hopefully avoid a situation where they come back. Because, like, all Joseph and his crowd are already going to not be happy to see Tiernan again. If they see Tiernan again and know that he murdered the dude that we banished,
they're probably going to whine.
It's going to be like a major problem, so don't let that happen and we're straight.
You're going to whine about it?
Yeah, like, if you start a civil war here, I'm sorry, but I probably do actually side against you.
That's not the intent. No response ever came back. It's probably the real answer. I'll work that out with Benji later.
We're going to trust you to be discreet.
Yeah, you know. That is totally up to you if Tiernan would have hunted that guy down and disposed of him. It is definitely something you could have done, but we can talk about that later.
I'll ask you about, yeah. It's like, there's a couple ways how I'm trying to play this character might fit better.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of my soul says there was a plume of smoke on the horizon and we never talked about it. Yeah. Part of me feels different funny ways, and there's more interesting options.
Indeed. Okay. Well,
when the serious conversation dies off, if there is a lull at any point, Jesse is going to speak up.
Did it sound like a lane fell down a well in the middle of that for everyone else?
I did have to. Hello, I'm right here.
Right down the well.
I'm back.
Just checking.
Did it all pick up?
Yeah.
Okay, if there's a lull in conversation, Jesse will pipe up, but I don't want to start if people are still talking.
I think the last like little bit of bookkeeping that it sounds like we needed for this is at some point, Chase is going to try to get a little creative with Jesse.
Be so for real. Continue.
Thank you for the derailment there. And see if we can kind of kitbash. This would be very much Chase has not done this before, and he's sure Jesse hasn't either, but we're going to see if we can make it work. A combination of entropy and material sciences to see if we can get kind of a vibe on what sorts of goods are feeling lucky today.
Did you know?
Okay.
That vibe is actually one of Jesse's foci.
Yeah, man. I think it's going to involve just actually going to like back to the shop and wandering around and seeing what feels right.
It's labeled as intuition / gut feeling, but vibe is a synonym for those.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so for fucking real.
just somewhere in the preparatory stages of they're planning a route and we've got a lot of shit to square settle up with, like, what are we taking? Where are we going? And okay. Probably correspondence entropy is going to be another one to see if we can get our Jesse to plot us a safe course.
I have all of those things. Convenient.
Okay. I'm going to call it two separate roles, one for what.
Oh, yeah, know, absolutely.
I'm feeling lucky as far as like what you should be taking with you, and then another for like your route.
Are we doing this later or do we doing this now? Because like, did I miss the part where we left the hot tub?
No, we're still in the hot tub.
Yeah, no, we're still in the hot tub.
Yeah, so like
Chase. Okay, well, Chase will bring up that hey, we should do this, and we'll get our roles in there at some point. Then, and in that case, yeah, lull in conversation. Go right ahead.
So Jesse's gonna adjust a little bit. She's gonna look a little awkward, borderline a little uncomfortable. Tiernan. And she's gonna point on her chest where his T would be, and then with her right hand, and then with her left, she's gonna point at the symbol on her hand, and she's gonna say, "How long you had yours?"
I think I was told I was born with it as a birthmark. Much smaller, but... This is new. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually got lots of questions.
Well, I doubt I'll have every answer, but...
I'm hoping you got at least one. That's right. More than I had before. Quick, like, dark glance at Astoria through the corner of her eye, and then kind of at nothing. How involved do you get?
What, as per, like, daily what do you do's, or?
Yeah, let's go with that, yeah.
It is a limber, you're like in a hot tub, head at knee level, if I'm not mistaken. most of it's been a, like, relaxed sit back, but it is a distinct lean forward into, this is the conversation. What do you define as your patron's purpose?
See, I don't know yet. This is all still kind of new to me, and he ain't showed up for a while. He's supposed to be back soon. He's been gone for the spring, so I've been doing some... been doing what the book said to do. Try not to do any more than that, but... I mean, I think he's a good guy. He's here to... Something about... balance in nature and shit.
Is that something you deeply identify with?
Yeah, I got a sense of justice that he tends to vibe with, I think.
Well, a balance of nature isn't always a sense of justice, unfortunately.
It's the right thing to do, and that sounds pretty just to me.
To answer your question... few prayers a day kind of thing. Live as you think your benefactor would want you to. My interpretation of that has been generally Tyr is considered a war god in some degree. But he is also, as many of them are, a justice deity in their own right. And what can be more unjust than needless suffering of others? And that's what I've taken as the driving point. You can choose whether or not to go into spreading the good word of Kronos. Finger on. Do what?
Kronos.
And if you deem yourself as the one who needs to shout that from the rooftops, that is certainly your prerogative and maybe even purpose. But it sounds like, to your own credit in this conversation, your focus is finding a balance in things that are probably natural.
Yeah, so far he sent a different fae, I think. Told me to do some basically fucking park ranger shit. And that's kind of what I've been doing for most of the winter. Because that's when he sleeps, I hear.
Fucking park ranger shit.
Yeah, you know, patrols and shit.
Have you found anything on the patrols?
Benji, have I found anything on the patrols?
more of the usual like you've got your little wild
area enclosure.
Yeah, your wild preserve, which continues to have all kinds of very strange mutations going on in it.
Just folding in all over itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta show you that sometime, actually. I think if you're gonna be around for a while, you might find that interesting.
To cover that for Chris, is that like a spatial paradox kind of thing?
Basically.
Okay, that's neat.
You've seen the movie or read the book Annihilation?
No.
Okay, well...
You're going to be disappointed every time you ask me if I've seen a piece of media.
Fair enough. So there is... Part of the change has been the Worm, the Weaver, and the Wild going, well, wild.
Buck Wild.
In particular, the Worm and the Wild. And they had a threshold arrive. So for the Worm, you know what a blight is for the Worm. A threshold is the same thing, but for the Wild. It's a hyper-concentration of wild energy. And that arose in the woods west of Kirkland. And through manipulation of entropic forces, Jesse was able to contain it. But inside that bubble, plants and animals just kind of constantly and continuously mutate in weird and inexplicable ways. Like glow-in-the-dark deer and fucking flying squirrels that weren't flying a couple weeks ago. It's just all kinds of wild-ass shit. Walking mushrooms. Like, there's no telling at any point what you're going to see when you go visit that place.
This is a bunch of Chernobyl shit.
Yeah, that's part of Jesse's responsibilities is keeping an eye on that. Because it's not far from her house.
Yep, I go up, I check the stuff, I, you know, charge up the barrier a little bit if necessary, and I keep an eye on it.
Well, do you find beauty in that?
Hold on, I have lost it. There it is. Sorry, I lost audio for a second there. I'm back.
It's kind of cool. Beauty in I guess. In what I do or in that area?
Yes.
kinda to both. Well, I'm still trying to figure it out, man.
Maybe this is the figure it out stage. You know? Appreciate what you're going to probably dedicate your life a bit more to.
Oh, God. Whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, I try not to go too intensely with it. I tend to go head first into most things. And the last got interested in me, it's a good thing I didn't. So trying to keep with that trend until I know for sure this is an okay thing.
Thumbs up from Astoria.
Let's say the I tend to dive head first in, you probably got kind of like a nodding thing from Olathe of like the kind of like, yeah.
Well, not to drive a point of finality. If you already have a mark of some sort, the bad options for them have probably passed.
Eyebrows raise. Yeah?
Well, take yourself from a perspective of a god, or whatever you want to call them. I mean, you either get to choose to be benevolent or malevolent, and if you were the latter, why would you frankly fuck around with, trying to get someone genuinely into or invested into your cause? We're just aware that people can mind fuck each other into all the terrible things they want.
Does he call on you to do stuff? Like,
help people, spread the word. That's kind of the usual gimmick, though.
But he doesn't ask you to... And she looks almost like solemn Says that he didn't ask you to do nothing crazy.
You are aware last time I was here, a manifestation of Tyr.
Okay, yeah. Did we talk about the last one that was talking to me?
Did what?
Before Karnanos, I was being talked to by Lilith.
No. No is the answer to that.
Yeah, so I've just...
I can see your skepticism a lot more now. She asked a lot of crazy things, I assume?
She suggested some crazy things.
That's probably still not a conversation I'd be having with strangers, but...
I guess you're a stranger.
Shrug. People are strangers as long as they're made to be.
I mean, fair, and that's valid, but like...
I also don't know that applies to a conversation about Lilith.
No, she seems... Well, the lore on that one goes both ways sometimes, but it sounds like I'm not going to be defending that one anytime soon.
Look, I'm just making sure that I'm not in something that's too much.
I'm just wanting to make sure you're aware that, like, had a conversation and with Lilith and got better afterwards is... definitely still the kind of thing that some people would, like, draw swords about.
She's gonna look at...
Careful, Nessie.
And she's gonna, you know, gesture to their...
Yeah, he's cool, like, and that's lucky. Yeah,
I have an idea of who I'm talking to. Somebody who's got a little bit more insight into this kind of thing than I do. And, like, if you guys ain't gonna kill me over Lilith, which you didn't, I'm still here, then I assume he ain't gonna.
Yeah, we knew you, dear.
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, I met this guy before, and now we got, like, a kinship, and she's gonna tap her little hand, her little mark. So
we knew you, and it was still a very much a concern that we would have to.
Well, you didn't, so... Just now you know, don't spread the word. That was to Tiernan, the don't spread it.
Deal. half of the time I thought I was being threatened somewhere in there.
Oh, no.
Glad I'm catching up now.
Nah, if I was going to threaten you, you would know.
Oh, Lance is just gonna put her head down.
I appreciate it.
There's a pained expression on her face, and she just kind of got her head down, and like her hand is up in front of her head, and she's just like rubbing like the center of her forehead with the back of her thumb. Like, God damn it! How do I keep ending up in these situations?
When you were asked to do things by Lilith, did they feel right or wrong on a gut level?
A little bit of both. It always started as like a good feeling, like almost like euphoric, honestly. And then there was like the little voice, you know, that was like, this is not a good thing to do. So,
sorry, that one got me. There's like a sideways glance at everyone else of like, did I dove too deep, didn't I? Whatever, I'm in the pool. When you have something that's calling you on a primal level, it's going to feel euphoric. There's not going to be a question mark at the end, though. Does that one make sense?
Yeah, As he's talking, she does like little nods, and then like at the end of his statement, they're like larger, like much more in agreement. She's like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that tracks.
If you feel the need to question something, do it. Because if you have a truly benevolent God...
Do it as in question it?
Yes, oh,
absolutely. I'm just going to clarify that, give it to Jesse?
Yeah,
question. I questioned the shit out of Lilith. She was... I was...
Because to be honestly, clear...
I ain't been particularly polite to any of these fucking gods. Like, if I can be so fucking real about this for a second.
Lilith is getting out of cigarette.
I got this. Anyway, thank you. I will maybe pick your brain later when we're not being soup.
Soup. Absolutely. Anytime, literally.
Okay. Did Astoria have anything to talk about with Tiernan, given Order of Hermes?
Yeah, kind of. Did I ever figure out what that staff did? It's been 3 months. I would assume so.
Let me look in my notes and remember myself what that fucking staff did.
Fuck.
But one moment, please.
Oh, stop coughing like you're dying. Just to buy time.
Right. It is an entropy wonder of the once per day bestow a blessing or curse basically for free type situation. I'll give you the actual fucking stats later. That it is basically a staff of go fuck yourself, or a staff of have a better day. So yeah, I'll give you the actual stats later.
Man, that could have been useful during the fight.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that thing for a while.
Arner!
Arner!
So, find anyone else?
Did I find anyone?
Yeah, from the Order. You said you were like, I don't know, making a registry or something?
Well, there's... Rather than two official... They're just me and, well, Tara was... trailed off for a second. Me, Nina and I were the original two, and now there's... Stellus and Mistara that have become adepts in their own right. Mistara was technically one of ours before, and Stellus gets to be the newest in the bunch, as it were.
I was talking about you traveling around and trying to reconnect with people.
No, they're with me.
Oh.
They're over there. Right over there.
Oh, so you didn't find anyone else? Like groups out?
Oh, no groups.
Gestures no. Out in the world?
Just not as far as the Hermetics are concerned.
Strays.
One whole stray.
There's a lot of those around now.
It is a certainly a dismal subject at this point.
Okay. I just...
One can hope they've been picked up and are in groups of their own just outside of reach.
Yeah. Yeah, we can hope. A lot of strays around now.
Tiernan.
Yeah.
Give me a perception empathy.
Oh, no.
Don't do that to me, Banjo.
What diff you got?
It's going to be a diff 6 because it's going to be opposed by Astoria's poker face roll.
It's me checking to make sure there's not something weird that should be counting into it.
Not me getting jump scared again.
I was going to say, did I spook you? That is two successes.
Yep.
Which is a lot.
Two successes. And
yeah, I've given up on trying to roll in real life, given my my desk has too much shit on it, and I lose dice in it.
Yeah.
Well, if you need to offload some dice, buddy.
Yeah, do you want my 40 cent worth of...
He literally does.
40 the other ones you gave me.
Yeah, and they were nice.
And I want them back.
Well, at a just minus like... 2 difficulty for my poker face, that is 7 successes.
Okay.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Astoria's voice gives you reason to believe, like, just the way she's talking gives you reason to think that she's very interested in wanting to know what's going on with the Order of Hermes, but you can't really tell why. She's not, she's doing a pretty good job of, keeping it under her hat, whatever it is that is on her mind here.
I'm an altruist pain in the ass, and I didn't care either way. I assume she cares about people.
Yeah, you know.
You would in fact assume wrong, but
yeah, that.
What yeah. A durable assumption.
You didn't have to say that. You could have let me live on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nah, but that's it's clearly not a lot of attention is being paid to it. It is a kind of look up lackadaisically at the sky of yeah, not a lot of people wandering around out there now.
Did you check any of the strongholds? Are they still standing?
Yeah, they've all seemingly moved on from where they were. Presumably, if, you know, castles are popping into existence, you gotta move sometimes. That does tend to be the hermetic part of the order.
Hmm. Interesting. Thank you.
Jessica kind of glances at Astoria, glances at Tiernan, glances at Astoria, glances at Tiernan. I guess you probably haven't seen too much sign of the technocracy either. Kind of got a vested interest in not running into any of them.
I mean, unless Benji tells me something otherwise. gonna probably give that a minor frown, not in like a... They're not on my radar, in a way, is the facial expression. No, fortunately or unfortunately, frankly. I'm gonna working that didn't go well.
Okay. That's good. That's probably for the best for everybody involved.
Correct me if I'm wrong, out of character. Jessica is the formerly artist known as Technocratic Agent.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But there's also been like fixed up, and there's no reason I would know that also.
Correct.
Nita. Just a weirdo asking about the technocracy. I gotcha.
Just a weirdo asking about the technocracy. Okay. Well, I suppose with that, if nobody else has anything in particular to ask about, we probably move forward a little bit in time. Anything? No.
Just the roles that would be done sometime during the move forward in time to see if we can figure out what goods feel lucky and what route feels lucky.
Okay.
You know, fully expecting it to not be 100% safe or 100% profitable, but
yeah.
We have the required magical abilities to do some degree of figuring shit out.
You do?
So, Jesse, if you want to roll with me, we should be able to get this done with...
What's the
entropy deck? 3, matter 2, probably, so it should be diff 6, unless I'm wrong?
3 successes. 6, 3, 9, 7.
Three successes from Chase as well.
Okay. With the towns in mind that you've already basically said these are the towns we want to visit first. Focusing on them and the entropy surrounding them, what you are basically able to determine in terms of trade goods that they're in need of. Food, for starters, just straight up. Food and the ability to grow more of it come winter or come spring. Medical supplies, in particular, antibiotics and medications, assorted hygiene supplies, and for one in particular, that being, fuck, already lost track of it. 1 second, it was Dixon. Dixon wants weapons. They really want weapons. And assorted things involving weapons, like armor, arrows for bows, and that sort of thing. They appear to be in need of weaponization for whatever reason. But in general, all of the towns that you have listed about wanting to visit are largely, mostly desperate for food, seeds for planting and tools for planting, medical supplies, hygiene supplies, and specifically, Dixon is looking for arms.
Are we cool with Dixon?
You might be.
We have communication with Dixon.
Yeah, no prior contact at this point.
This feels like it might be relevant to throw in. As they will become readily apparent over specifically the course of a week. Here, out of the four mages that I get to represent now, Tiran and Nina have a habit of wood carving and making instruments and other things out of that.
Jesse's a whittler.
And Mistara is specifically one of the carts flips out into a small blacksmithing setup for metalworking. Because, at least from the conversation, I remember, like, old-fashioned ways to make stuff still work. Especially if you can use low-level forces to light a forge and keep it lighting. And then just on that same line, Stellis is just straight up seemingly also the cook of the group.
Amazing.
And it's kind of a lavish affair for the poor ingredients. There has also been a conceited effort by me making a pack of homesteaders that everyone who's able to in this caravan has life to specifically grow food and keep that on a constant, like, daily routine.
We love that.
We'll have to show you guys the cabin. You're gonna love the cabin.
Olatho.
Yeah.
So Olatho will look at James when he asks, you know, are we friends with Dixon? You know, not really. Not sure historically how comfortable I am giving weapons to the town of Ronald Reagan, but we can see how it goes.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll be right back. Jesse, the pathfinding is probably a you thing, because that sounds like the kind of thing that requires a little bit more teleporty magic than I'm familiar with, and by than I'm familiar with, I mean at all. So I'm going to leave you to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back in however long it takes.
Okay. So this is going to involve time as well, I assume, right, Benji? time entropy correspondence to figure out the best, safest routes.
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, you can basically, with that, you can get the vibe of the towns and the routes to them. Yeah, you've got four towns for this trip. It sounded like you were wanting to go.
How many rolls would you like? Just the one?
Just start with one.
Four successes. Oh, wait. Okay. Hold on. One of those is a 10. What's the diff?
Should be a diff 5 for that.
Five successes.
Okay. So all of the roads are fairly dangerous. More so than you really remember, or like when you were looking at road travel beforehand, it was, you'd see a road in particular going through a town was dangerous. There's a lot more banditry on the roads these days. There's a lot more shit going on out there. Most, if not all of the roads that you could travel down, you have a decent chance of having to fend off bandits of some kind. As far as the towns themselves, most of them feel a little questionable. Like the air of desperation means that it's a little bit uncertain what will happen there, as in people might realize you have a lot of stuff and they need a lot of stuff and decide that their best way of getting stuff is to go at you, or they might not. Most of them come across as that's a possibility. Not a certainty by any means, but it's definitely, you're going to want to go into these towns carefully. Dixon itself, the one that was asking for weaponry, something particularly dangerous and weird is going on there. The entropy tastes real bad off of Dixon. You're not sure what it is, but you get a vibe of the people there are very scared and looking for a solution to a problem. However, along with all of this, there is a safer option that seems to be presenting itself, that is knowledge that Jesse doesn't have. And all she is getting is it's related to Tiernan. There is something that Tiernan is capable of, or something that Tiernan brings to the table, that makes travel noticeably safer.
Okay. For flavor, as she starts this, I assume at this point during the time skip, Jesse has figured out that she can use earplugs. So she'll probably
she figured it out.
So she's gonna put in her earplugs, and just because I don't think Tiernan has or Chris has seen her do this yet. Have you seen the show That's So Raven?
Yes.
That's kind of the way that Jesse's time magic looks.
You space out aggressively?
Yes. Very aggressively. She basically like fully dissociates until it's over.
Phenomenal.
So she puts in her little earbuds and she looks down at the map and she hard zones out. And then when she comes back out, she's going to look directly at Tiernan. And she's going to say, number one, you're necessary. And then she's going to look back at the map and she's going to point at whatever the Reaganville was. I've already lost the word.
Dixon.
Dixon. Reaganville.
Sorry. She's going to go, and we ain't giving them weapons for shit. I got bad vibes from them.
Can you tell what they're wanting to use the weapons for?
The most I can get is that they're looking for a solution to something and that they're real scared. Not a good conversation.
Could it be related to the werewolves roving around?
I don't know.
Or the Fae?
I didn't get none of that, but I did get that they got some bad shit there. Some bad fucking vibes. She's talking, she's like jotting down all of what she saw, like not quite accurate percentages, but like next to each route, like if it looked worse, she's gonna write like red and orange, like a scale, like red, orange, yellow, you know. yellow being the least dangerous, orange being more, and then red being don't do this one.
Well, why don't we take a bit of a look then? Hmm. First of all, on the map, were the werewolves anywhere near Dixon?
No. Tiernan's werewolf encounter happened, like, well to the northwest of you guys, like, kind of southwest of Rockford.
Okay.
In the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yep, like, definitely sure did.
Skirting around Rockford, because you guys told them, Bad Bellman, don't go there. So yeah, no, it's pretty far away from there.
Alright. I'm gonna, I assume, by the time we're plotting out maps, we may be doing it in the Sanctum? Or did we just do this all in Moltown?
Either way.
Okay. Olathe is going to go to one of the mirrors in there then and start doing some correspondence looking. Like, all right. Let's fucking look let's look across Dixon and see if we can see anything like going on in the town, such as, you know, people hanging from trees, you know, the usual stuff that we need to worry about.
The usuals, yeah, you know.
Yeah. So, life, core, and crime, I think. Because I'll need to see through shit and seeing if there's any mages would also be useful information.
Life, prime, and core?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is three successes because it is just a diff 3 due to Sanctum. Yeah, four successes. Did I say four?
I think so. Either way, it's sufficient. And this is mirror magic, right?
Yeah, using the mirror.
Okay. So the mirror kind of shimmers, as it usually does, before forming into a, called a drone's eye view of Dixon. Sting and Olathe are a little familiar with Dixon. The rest of you are not. It's a larger town than Kirkland by a good amount. It is bisected down the middle by a fairly large river. A couple of bridges down the middle of that and a dam. And then there's a... kind of funny looking little island right there in the middle of the river between like halfway right in the middle of the town. And the town just kind of sprawls along the edge of the river on the both north and south sides of the river. So as you're looking over the town, you see signs of life. You do see people still living in the town. And no, like you mentioned, bodies hanging in trees, none of that going on. What you do notice is when people leave their homes and go somewhere else, and you see a little bit of that as you're watching, they do so very quickly and very furtively. Olathe, you're kind of reminded of watching River sneaking around. Mm-hmm. The way that people move around in this town is very much a get from point A to point B and hope like hell you don't get spotted along the way. And you kind of see that over most of the town that you can scout. What you notice in particular is the homes and businesses directly adjacent to the Rock River, both on the north and south bank, are abandoned. Nobody is getting right on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And the river itself... the river looks wrong.
Okay.
Especially in the immediate vicinity of the dam. It's a moving, active river.
Mm-hmm.
those aren't usually black. But this one is. And there is a kind of tarry, black, viscous something along the riverbank on both sides, and clinging to the dam itself. And in evidence, there is a decent amount of bones along the riverbank, human and otherwise, that have seemingly washed up there for whatever reason.
Is there, given it is through core, life or prime?
There is no obvious sign of prime. Like, there's no like magical flavor that you can recognize.
Okay.
Or
high quintessence or anything like that. All right.
Correct.
He's checking notes.
As far as life is concerned, there are traces of something very large hiding somewhere in the river. But you notice that the area around the island and basically right around the dam is pretty much devoid of any other life. Like, where there should at least be fish and bugs and other small creatures, there's fucking nothing. And that's never a good sign for a river.
No birds, no none of it.
No birds that make contact with the water. Like, there might be a pigeon or two flying over.
But nothing willing to get close, nothing on the little island, none of that.
No.
We may need to bring those weapons. And Olaf is showing this to everyone, at least, who is down there. Whatever is in the river has definitely terrified these people. I mean, look at the bones, and not even gonna mention the... She doesn't even mention the Black River, but the absolute lack of life through here. I mean, even with the river... ooh, good question. Ben, is the river frozen?
It is not.
It's just a black tar instead.
Correct.
And whatever this is isn't freezing. Can I throw another roll to add
matter to this? I would also say it's warm enough at this point that the rivers are not frozen.
Mid-March,
average temperature is in the 40s from what I looked at.
Yeah, it generally there might be a little bit, but yeah, it would mostly be thought at this point.
What you got?
switching out prime for matter.
Okay.
I'll throw another roll at it. I just want to know. Another 4 successes.
It's some kind of secretion that almost seems petroleum adjacent.
Gross. Something is secreting whatever this is. With a bit of a pullback, how far north or south of the river does it go?
Pretty much just to...
Just Dixon?
like, yeah, pretty much just the vicinity of Dixon. Like, if you get down past the edge of town, as the river starts to bend, it kind of clears up past that point. And it's not too far north of that island in the middle of Dixon.
Yeah.
Aletha, is it traveling or is it just stuck in that one spot?
It doesn't appear to be trying to travel, at least.
Do you have entropy?
I do not, dear.
It might be another blight.
I'm wondering the same.
You want me to check?
I mean, you already said it looks bad.
Well, yeah, but I didn't drone view it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be good.
I got vibes.
Was what Aletha has shown enough for Jesse to home in on the same area with Core?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, can I join that?
Yeah.
What's my diff there?
Diff
3.
Diff 3?
We're in the sanctum.
Yeah.
Oh, 4 successes.
Yeah. So Aletha will cut her stream and let Jesse take over putting up a new one. Because technically it can't be done together since Aletha doesn't have entropy.
Okay.
Oh god, nothing. Jesse.
Time to get your mind eaten.
Oh.
There is some good strong entropy here. Some wormish entropy here. Whatever has set up shop in this river and around this island reeks of the worm, of decay and consumption.
It's that fucking octopus, isn't it?
It does not.
Fucking octopus.
You got me.
Got him, coach.
The Nafondi octopus of Paris. I missed that little bastard.
Got him, coach.
This is what Jesse would be hyper aware of. It doesn't feel at all like mother, or anything related to her or the Nafondi. This feels more like the, call it, natural wormishness that you encountered, like, in Rockford. There is something here that radiates wormishness. This is not, there are mages tainting and corrupting this place. It's, whatever it is, it comes by its wormishness naturally.
Okay.
The worm's here, not some guy.
Yeah, this place is fucking tainted with worms, guys.
I thought it might be.
And that is something we are going to need to deal with, and probably faster is better.
That might be something where we go see if the entropy is bad in that area because of that specifically, and that's what the people are trying to arm against, or if there's, you know, something else going on, because, you know, arming them against a wormish entity is not the worst idea.
Well, at the very least, it'll be a good way to make friends.
I hope.
Hopefully they're the kind of people we want as friends.
I mean, if nothing else, it's probably... Like, it sounds like they really just need help. And
maybe, yeah.
They're probably the best people to do that.
Yep, that's why I said I think it might need to come first.
So, what was wrong with these people initially?
Jesse just said they really wanted the weapons and they had bad juju.
But, like, it sounds like you have history, is more what the...
With the worm?
No, with the town.
Oh, no.
No? Nothing? Okay.
No, we haven't. I haven't been there since before all of this.
Benji.
Yo.
Do you think Chase has had long enough to go ahead and hit that portal door to pop over to the duchy real quick and drop in on our blacksmith friend and give her a heads up that not asking you to reserve anything, but if you happen to have any stockpiles, we may or may not have a really good line on a town that needs lots of weapons, and I will let you know as details progress.
Yeah, I don't see any reason you wouldn't be able to pop away and have a chat with Erica.
Yeah. Just let her know that that's a thing that is likely to come up and that can be facilitated by the same way Chase got here this quickly.
Yeah.
Because weapons are heavy as shit and super high priority and, not necessarily the kind of smoke that we want to be actively traveling with.
Valid.
Because, you know, there's going dangerous places, and there's going dangerous places while loudly bragging about how much money's in your wallet.
Yeah, you know.
We're already going with the trade caravan. We're already gonna be a juicy target. Here's a free loot box is maybe not the energy we need to project.
Can't we just get Jessica to make us invisible? But fuck, I can try to help.
We don't necessarily need to be invisible rather than just not carry some of the things with us.
Yeah, and...
the trip at all with the caravan.
Weapons are also heavy as shit, and we're just gonna throw some tarps over some shit and show off what we got when we're looking to trade. Plus, cutting in our friends over at the duchy allows us to cut in our friends at the duchy and gives them another reason to think, man, those guys over in Kirkland are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. what you would basically, to give you a synopsis and not a full, like, conversation, what you would get from Erica would mostly be, she's at least got a decent stock of spears and shields, the basic building blocks of any medieval army.
A militia maker.
Yeah. So she's got at least a couple dozen of those sitting around that are not committed to any particular unit of the duchies or to go on any particular bit of trade. That she can make available for you, and depending on how long, she can definitely have more of those. So, options are available.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not any super specifics yet, because we don't have a whole lot of specifics on what these people want / need.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, if you're looking to put in some overtime and stockpile a little extra, I'm telling you that, to the best of my knowledge, there may be a good opportunity to make some, you know, get something for that in the near future. Not making promises, just, hey, friendly heads up. There might be money to be made soon.
Fucking valid.
Because we're still looking at least several days, if not a week, to travel to the whole route, you know? Like,
yeah. Well,
several weeks even, but... So, you know, yeah, it's not, like, urgent. Just getting it on her radar.
Well, out of, is that Olathe had suggested switching the route for that to be the basically the next stop or the first
Ace
stop.
Is probably going to run back and forth a few times before this is all over. He'll get caught up and then update her, and then get caught up on whatever changes while he's gone and update her again.
Yeah, if y'all like more or less beeline to Dixon, it's probably like a day.
Yeah.
Day and a half. Probably. Probably a day and a half.
Okay.
That's to get there. They're actually fairly close. So.
Which is more incentive to see if we can get this worm taint stuff resolved.
Exactly.
A day and a half away is about 2 days from being our problem.
Yep. It sure is.
All right. When Chase is caught up to speed on the stuff that was discovered while he was gone, it's definitely team yes, go to Dixon, rally up over here, guys.
Okay.
So, this is me catching up. Just to be clear, the goal is to arm Dixon to fix its own problem, or...
Arm Dixon and help it fix its problem. Knowing us. Yep.
Probably depends on what they find when they get there. Given
I was about to say, can we do it in the reverse order, please? We figure out what the problem is and then we arm them, because if it's something that's gonna like mind control people, I don't really want them with weapons.
Valid, but at the moment, from the information that has been presented, it appears as though Dixon is under threat by something worm related. And the people are scared and likely to want weapons to ostensibly remove the worm taint. If that is, in fact, the situation when we arrive, we're all just in agreement. We sell them weapons and then help them kill the worm thing, because we don't want a worm thing in a day and a half from us.
I'm always getting rid of worms.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, obviously, if we get there and it turns out that they're actually really into the worm thing and love being terrified because it makes the cannibal meat taste better, then we'd leave. But, like...
Huh.
Yeah, just want to make sure it's, you know, not set in stone, but we got a plan A. We're going to hope it's plan A.
Damn. Yeah, no, that checks out.
Well, in that case...
Stands on fix it side.
Is anybody particularly opposed to helping, if that's the case, or if that's the situation when we get there?
No, I don't think so. I think the Lathe was definitely on the let's fix it side, so.
Yeah.
Jessica's gonna kind of look at Astoria.
Well, it sounds like they need help, at least. And like you said, they might be allies if we help them with this problem. Maybe they're there to help us with problems in the future, and yeah, scary worm things that close to home is probably our problem anyway, eventually.
And if we can make an ally out of it, at least it's worthwhile.
Yeah. I'm in.
Nice, solid, united front. All right. We should probably check in, see if Kirkland can spare... You know, 2 or 4 militia, maybe more. to serve as caravan guard. Maybe even see if we can steal a knight or two from the duchy.
The very least, the duchy may want to send a person along with for their own trade.
Yeah, the more people with pointy stuff, the less likely we're going to have to use the pointy stuff. And
so if we can keep it to, like, 15 people, I think. Because we won't have the horses. No, we might want the horses.
Yeah, man.
10 people if you want the horses. 15 if some people are willing to move carts.
If you have a way of preventing us from being attacked on the road?
I've been getting around for a couple years. Yeah.
Okay.
For a couple years. I'm sorry. Couple months.
Wow, that was ambitious.
Okay, so I mean, if you have a solution to keep us safe, aside from bring several dudes with spears and a knight or two, so that we look too scary to go after, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'll go start setting that up, I suppose.
Does it have to be a secret, or is this for dramatic effect?
It's going to happen outside. Every descriptor has been in a sanctum so far.
So yes, it's for dramatic effect that you're telling us what you're going to do. I respect it. Honestly, the showmanship is at least 30% of the magic.
I feel like you all would be very upset if I brought that full-blown cart in here. And the horses wouldn't love it.
Yeah, we're in a basement. That's a little difficult.
Horses hate basements. Notoriously for their hatred of basements.
I was more thinking getting a cart through a hallway like that and a stairwell.
There's some distinct disadvantages to fighting in a basement. First one being, you're fighting in a basement.
Jesse, you say cart down here. Like, it didn't take us like 45 seconds to make the ramp down in Mulltown.
Hey, whoa. Whose accent was that in? Mine or Jesse's?
Oh.
That was it, Jesse.
Fair enough.
Jesus.
Whose accent was that in? Look, the number of times you've lost your control on the Jesse accent, that is not a guarantee.
My favorite is Jesse accent.
I appreciate the support. Random,
completely unrelated to Saga.
We're just like a Wednesday.
Yeah, we're Jesse just...
in the world, and Elaine is Elaine-ing, and then suddenly Elaine is Jesse-ing.
I will admit, those are also delightful.
I love it when that happens.
You're just in a conversation. You're just in a conversation, and suddenly Jesse's there. You're just like, huh, I didn't expect this turn.
I enjoy it a great deal. Oh, all right, so... Tiernan disappears from the planning session, and without really any explanation of what in the high holy fuck he's about, but he just disappears.
That tracks with this group. He's fitting in nicely.
Exactly. And y'all don't see or hear from him for a while, unless you go exploring to figure out what he's on about. So like, that is my way of asking, are any of y'all going to go exploring and see what he's on about? Or are you going to wait?
I do not have the curious flaw.
I mean,
you don't.
Chase doesn't have the curious flaw, but he does want to fucking know what's going on.
See, a lot of the plan, basically the planning's done, so like, this is also going to be the security of Olathe and number of daughter. So,
yeah. Tiernan's being dramatic and outright saying that he's doing it for dramatic effect. I'm trying to find out what the dramatic effect is.
So I'm pretty sure I could lead Chase through the gates of hell with the right level of drama and curiosity.
You're not wrong.
I'll observe that as I activate the big reveal, I guess, if Benji's good with it.
Go for it.
For everyone else's reference, I put 4 points into my own sanctum.
Yes.
And with some creative liberties and approval,
that is surmised in a big cart that clearly couldn't fit 15 people on it, that has a spatial buff to it on the inside. We're all going to be sitting in the near future. But what has become of the three carts is the two that don't have, you know, literal blacksmithing equipment on them. Through a system of pop-up levers and pulleys, has locked into the main cart. And the blacksmith one has also shifted into a bit of a rudder system. And it starts looking pretty Da Vinci-esque when a sail pops up.
Land boat.
And it takes a few minutes, but through the ropes and everything, and the heavy-duty woven, not tarps, aren't the right word, canvases.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has Voltroned into the shittiest, most beautiful ragtag flying machine this side of the Mississippi.
Oh my god. It flies.
It has a hard time taking the horses when I do this.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if we don't need the horses, we won't take the fucking horses. This is way cooler.
Out of character, I love that you allowed this, Ben, but you hate core teleporting.
Don't worry, I have to do a lot more shit to keep it running.
Yeah, because this is way cooler.
What also becomes apparent is the three other mages that have been operating with Tiernan, they had another criteria besides be able to make food, and it was be able to push wind.
So you have life forces mages.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you know you only need forces two to do that?
I did.
So Miss Nina, the original one that was in the first Tiernan drop, has taken what appears to be a captain's seat to it. And yeah. They look like they're getting ready to push wind hard for, like, I don't know, an hour. I assume it takes less time to fly directly places.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely be faster than a day and a half.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I didn't expect we get there in a flying boat.
It's not way cooler.
Doesn't work as a boat. Tried that once.
Fair enough. I just remember something about a game where things like this were called airships, so...
Oh yeah, it definitely is.
Well, how much faster can it move? That will change a lot of our plans.
Yeah. How much wind can you push through a sail?
I think that depends on how much it can handle without snapping.
Jesse's great at being a windbag. Me too, honestly.
Is Jesse outside?
I hope so. Would she have followed everyone else?
If she saw everybody else going, maybe.
Probably. Is she gonna miss this?
If she's out there and he says that, she's going, hey, what the fuck?
Friendly fire.
What?
My gut reflex was to say, be nice to me, but Jesse doesn't say
it. Jesus.
You're loud and you talk a lot, like the rest of the Mords and me. That's why we get along.
He's not wrong about those things.
Like, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. I'm right. Why are you booing me?
Why are you mad?
Why you have to be mad?
Jesus.
Jessica, for her part, has come outside with Astoria to witness this and looks absolutely thunderstruck. And also vaguely like you just handed the key to the largest candy store in the world to the smallest toddler in the world. This is like the second best day of her life. She's flying around the galaxy in spaceships, and now she has at least an airship to get in.
Tiernan, not to be like a hater or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it have been easier to, like, do this with gravity? Just, like, grab your gravitational axis and point it at where you want to go?
Hard to direct that one when you're actively doing it, though.
That's how I do it. You know, never mind. That's differences. Differences of paradigm, man. Sentence retracted. You do also, you.
Pending storyteller approval, there's a wonder in here that's a wand on one of these characters. A wand of wind forward.
Amazing.
A wand of go whoosh.
Yeah.
Like a bag of winds.
Tag that one in 10 minutes before session, so I'm like, I'll ask about that later.
Nice. Classic.
Wand of wind bag.
It's a satchel that Jesse's gone. Hey!
After a couple hours of Tiernan and his people being out here, you guys have a moderately sized boat sitting in the grass near your house.
Probably a fucking moderately sized crowd.
That too. A fair number of random Kirklandites have made their way over from whatever they were doing. Because you are like, you're close to the fishing pond.
Yeah, I would imagine it's a show. There's not a...
Yeah.
There's not a sneaky way to like, no, yeah, pull that lever into place, and then you hear a loud ka-chunk as a lock pivots in.
Yeah, you're close to the fishing pond, which is small enough that Jessica just casually swims across it on a regular basis. So there's a lot of confusion as to why this boat is being assembled. But the assumption that most people have is that it has something to do with the fishing pond. So they're very confused.
Tiernan, my man.
Hmm?
Tiernan, you and I need to have a long conversation about this kind of shit, because I'm like currently in the process of making a dragon out of cars. And that feels like a related field of study, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to see dragons fly again.
That's an option in like the summer.
Yeah, historically, at least. Hermetic history. They did it one time.
Oh, you haven't seen them before?
No, I wish.
I got to ride one, dude.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Like most of us got to ride one.
Well, I'll be addressing that. I'll be addressing that one day soon, hopefully.
Yeah, we can work on that too.
That sounds
it's very going least... to turn and just actually flex. He knows he's nodding. Being an asshole right now.
Yeah, it just walks right out. He's just nodding, like, "Yep, I'm gonna address that better one day."
What a little
get on one of them.
Very much just, I've ridden a dragon and you haven't.
Yeah,
he's not quite sticking his tongue out, but like, he's like two glasses of wine away from sticking his tongue out about it.
Just two. Oh no.
All right.
Is this not like particularly visible?
Then you just brought up you could be invisible.
Yeah. But do you?
They're not the only ones.
Okay. Just making sure.
Also, there's just clouds. Those are super useful.
That high?
That's like sophomore level of forces. At most.
Yeah. I don't know what they do.
I mean, fair.
Also,
I definitely figured out how to turn invisible before I figured out how to fly, and I think Jessica can probably say the same, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time with the fall of outright ballistics, they can see you. What can they do about it?
I mean, it's... Not being invisible would be a pretty major thing, though, because, like, I... Have you ever had a fucking engine pop due to paradox or something? Like engine person, same thing, I guess, in this instance. Not the point. The point is, yeah, we're going to have to turn invisible so that nobody explodes. I don't feel like Kirkland's ready for flying boat yet.
I'm not sure the rest of Illinois is ready for flying boat. Frankly, I'm not really sure how ready I am for flying boat.
I am wait. So ready for flying boat.
Wait. Never mind. I'm taking it all back.
Sometimes you're just lucky enough that no one's looking when you take off.
Nope. I'm just going to go ahead and let you guys start paving the way on getting people used to flying stuff so that when it's time to introduce them to flying Car Dragon, that'll be a little bit easier of a pill to swallow, and it won't be as painful for me. Let's do this.
Da Vinci machines just existed, guys.
Yeah, they didn't work, though. Or at least consensus reality says currently that they don't work.
I feel like most people see some significant paradigm-changing piece of history happening in the recent changing.
I hope so. You get to be the one to find out.
No, it'll be great then. It'll be fun. This is fine.
I'm just hoping that by the time I get around to my hugely paradox-inducing nonsense I'm going to be doing, we may have shifted the rules further, and it's not hugely paradox-inducing.
Okay. Well.
But yeah, whenever you all are ready for takeoff, I guess.
Well, I think Chase is going to need to load some stuff up first.
Yeah. But I think that's mostly going to be a case of we say it, so we do it. And also, I think as previously stated, I'm assuming several of these events are being spaced over the span of a couple of days.
Yeah.
Because we had said that we would take at least a couple of days so the guy who's been on his feet for the last 9 months can sit down at all.
Yeah.
And also because, you know, people have, like, arrangements to make with family members and shit. But yeah. Once we're ready, get everything loaded up. All that good stuff. Probably in the hour or two leading up to it would have been a quick double check of just rechecking the stuff that we did earlier with the entropy magic. Make sure nothing's changed in the last 3 or 4 days since we did the spell, etc., etc.
Back to see if the ooze has gotten any bigger.
Yeah, just a lot of before we pull the trigger and send a fucking flying ship into the sky, double check and make sure nothing's changed, double check we've got all the things that we would reasonably need in a, we could spend the next 3 hours writing a list of all the things, or we could just say our characters know what they're likely to need and keep it moving.
Yeah, I'm pretty fond of that.
Not
no fun.
You know, oh shit, I forgot my sleeping bag. I'll be right back, guys. 5-minute detour. All right, cool, ready to go. Pull the trigger, let's go into the sky.
Yeah. This is definitely not something that you jump into without substantial work aforethought.
I mean, like, kinda. If we find a door, I can just come back to Moletown and get stuff we forgot, but, like...
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, at that, we have what looks suspiciously like a plan. You have a way, which might even be better than a plan. But
hate it when a plan comes together.
Mm-hmm. So, with a plan for how to kick off this next set of adventures, and a Tiernan, which means we have a Chris now. Yippee! All rejoice.
Yippee!
And with that, I think we will call this session to a close. Starting next session, you guys will be heading out to Dixon to see what's going on down there and perhaps put an end to it. So I will work on maps and such, and I guess we can discuss in chat as far as details of what all you guys intend to take with you. And then as far as like RP stuff, you have a couple days between this exact moment and when you guys head out. So we'll figure out the exact dates and timelines between now and next Monday. And hopefully, I'll have the rest of my voice back and won't be coughing and shit.
I believe in you.
One can hope. All right.